This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Market Basket trucks are rolling again today after a six-week walkout that brought the supermarket chain to its knees. And parking lots are filling up as stores today. Customer Mary Emmerich headed to the Wilmington one.
Just so excited to be here. I have missed Market Basket. And I am just so glad that everything turned out our way.
In a dramatic return, Arthur T. Dumoulis is back in his office after signing a deal to buy the company. But will it be the same Market Basket going forward? WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
For the first time since he was fired as CEO in June, Arthur T. Dumoulis parked at company headquarters in Tewksbury and began his workday. Hundreds of workers greeted him, back on the job, too, just hours after the deal was signed for Dumoulis to buy out his rival cousin in the family-owned business. He climbed onto the back of a pickup truck and told workers he loved them.
You, and only you, have taught the professors and the CEOs that the workplace here at Market Basket is so much more than just a job.
Many of the company's 25,000 employees can hardly believe it. They brought the $4 billion firm to a standstill and made history by winning back their CEO. Bill Nascimento is a bakery manager at the Fitchburg store.
There's no words for it. I'm just happy, you know. This is what we're dreaming every single day.
At a Market Basket warehouse, the forklifts are rolling again.
These guys are loading the trucks, going to these stores. These are all loaded up, ready to go, full trailers.
Warehouse manager Brian Kelleher knows that the sooner stores have food on their shelves, the sooner Market Basket can make money again.
You got dog food, you got tuna fish, you got pickles. I mean, you got everything that people need right now. Get their groceries in their cupboards and try to get those customers back on board with us, which I'm sure they will be.
But that's an open question. The walkout forced customers to do their grocery shopping elsewhere, and they may not all come back. It could also take weeks to restore relationships with food suppliers. Frank Hoy researches family businesses at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. He says after losing millions of dollars, Market Basket is now in a very different financial position.
And whatever happens, you know, there's going to be debt to be serviced that this company hasn't had to deal with before. And that almost certainly means belt tightening.
That's because as part of the deal, returning CEO Arthur T. Dumoulis is replacing his rival family members with new investors. He's reportedly getting money from a private equity firm and a commercial bank. The company culture may be stronger than ever in this astounding victory, but the worker walkout has resulted in a new test for Market Basket. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.